The Delta Solution by Patrick Robinson. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Prologue. The most revered square of blacktop in all the United States military somehow looked even blacker beneath a pale quartering moon, which was presently fighting a losing battle with heavy Pacific cloud banks. Its name, the Grinder, could give a man the creeps. It was a place where men had, for generations, been crushed, their spirits broken, their will to succeed cast asunder. It was a place where dreams were ended, where limitations were faced. It was a place where tough, resolute military men threw in the towel publicly and then slipped quietly away. It was also a place that represented the holy grail of the U.S. Navy SEALs, the place where their battle had begun and ended, with the awe-inspiring moment when the fabled golden trident was pinned on the upper left side of their dress uniform. No member of the U.S. Navy SEALs has ever forgotten that moment. And for all their lives, the holders of the trident strive to live up to its symbolic demands. Everyone who receives it expects to earn that honor every day throughout the entire tenure of their service. Such a man now stood alone on the north side of the square. Commander Mackenzie Bedford was back where he belonged, right here on the Grinder, the place where he had once stood as his entire class voted him Honor Man, the young officer most likely to attain high command in the world's toughest, most elite fighting force. There were only 12 of them, the survivors of a 6-month ordeal, which had seen 156 applicants crash and burn, most of them DOR, or dropped on request. They were good guys who just couldn't make it, couldn't take the murderous training, the endless pounding along the beach, the cold Pacific, the swimming, the rowing, the sleep deprivation, the log lifting, the elephant runs. Not to mention the stark SEAL command, push 'em out, shorthand for a set of up to 80 eye-popping, muscle-burning, brutal non-stop push-ups. For most of them, it was just too much. But the SEAL instructors do not want most of them. They want only the elite, the young iron men with the indomitable will to excel, the guys with the strength, speed, and agility, who would rather die than quit. Not to mention the brains. There are no stupid SEALs. 75% of them have college degrees, and they fight and struggle their way through outrageously demanding courses. Weaponry, marksmanship, sniper school, navigation, map reading, unarmed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?